Welcome back, my diligent listener-itude, and also my one listener from Japan. Japan. Captain Daddy, International. Hit the follow button. Tell a friend. Down the rabbit's hole. I was freezing cold, sitting cross-legged in the snow. It was night. I was dreaming, because in front of me, through the lit window, I could see her. Even in sleep, I knew it wasn't true. She stood there looking out, staring past me. I shouted, but no words came out. I tried to stand, but my legs were numb. I couldn't move as I watched her. Don't wake up. Stay asleep. I just wanted more. F-1400 slapped me across the face. He said he had to do it, boss. You're sleeping through winter in here. I was clutching myself in a heat-saving fashion. I was shivering, cold as the twat of a lonely old witch. F-1400, how'd you get in? I asked. He said, well, I just tapped on your door. It must have been broken, or it malfunctioned, or something. I looked past his bulk. My door was broken and bent out of shape. I looked back to F-1400. He shrugged his shoulders. Really, I didn't even tap hard. Must be a defect. Why is it so cold? Seeing my door open for the first time in days. 1400 said, yeah, that's why I'm here, checking on you. The ship's coolant sprung a leak. The fusion reactor is at 50%. We've been losing a degree every few minutes. In an hour, if this continues, the ship will be at zero. The large man grabbed me and put me in a chair. He looked me over, wrinkling his brow. Well, you still look like shit. I thought they sent you from the hospital because you were well. I laughed. I'm well. I started to stand, but my legs gave out. I plopped back into the seat. 1400 shook his head. Boss, I think I'm going to have to carry you. The fuck you are, I said right back. I snapped my fingers. A metal locker rose from the floor. I looked at him. Can you grab my kit and strap me in? He stopped. You can't go down there. You can't even walk. I said, you're not fucking carrying me. I don't need legs down there. He opened the locker. A green backpack. He grabbed. And a helmet that strapped to my chin. It was much like you'd see on a mountain climber, except it had light. 111 white LEDs. 1400 set me up. I said, one more thing. Lift that grate open. Okay, sure. He reached to the heavy steel grate. He squatted down and locked his fingers. Then in one motion, he stood up. He turned and looked at me, the grate still in his hands. Hey, I said, quit showing off. You can set it down. He laughed and said, right, setting it down with gentle grace. He then turned to me. I don't get it. You're going hunting in 30 degrees? I said, no, I'm going to meet you on sea deck. Let's talk with Father and see what he says. Worst case scenario, we can get a drink, because Daddy is thirsty like never before. He cut me off from talking, lifting me over the hole. See you there, Daddy, he laughed, and ungripped me. I fell. Once again free-falling through access shafts and vents, I clicked the little button on my hard hat's brim. Lights brightened the entire cavity. All right, I looked at the markings that labeled this place, gaining my bearings. I should reach sea deck in no time at all, but that's when I saw it, whatever it was. A half of a biter, right on the floor. Lazy sons of bitches is what I first thought. Procedure for wire biters was to kill and dispose. It was the exterminator code of how do you do. I reached into my pack and fished out a sack and put on my gloves. I never barehanded a rat. Disgusting, vile creatures, worse in two pieces. The rat was a mess. I scraped it from the floor. I kind of admired the force of the blow, but sloppy finish to a procedure gone wrong. I've never quite seen this, never before. After I bagged it and sprayed the vent down, this was the practice that honored the ship. I finished and smiled, good job. This better not happen again. But then in the distance, it seemed like a joke. The other half of the rodent. Now this pissed me off. I floated down towards its ravaged body to clean up the mess. It made me more mad, thinking I'm not even getting paid for this. I cleaned it and continued, still on my way. Ahead is a corner, going one direction. As I approached it, I saw a glimpse of a tail. Guess this is what happens when floating around on duty or not working. All biters must go. This one I'll kill, though. I could see it wiggle. Oddly, it looked green, like it had been dipped in some paint. Maybe it will be a rare one to hang on the wall. I reached my hand for it, the tail that I saw. If I was real quiet, that would be all. Swing it into the dark, long sleep. No blood, no mess, just blunt trauma. That ends all. I ripped at the tail, watching the wall, but it did not happen. Instead, it pulled me away. This wasn't a wire biter. It was the back of a 7-foot snake. A snake that had 6 wired legs. I quickly let go and stopped on a dime. The snake stopped too, turning around. It had the face of a lizard, the teeth of a dog, and then a 10-inch forked tongue licked at the air. And now its mouth seemed to be self-watering. With a slimy, juicy saliva, I wanted none of this. Now I was wishing I had thicker gloves. I didn't know what this was, but I knew it was on. On like Donkey Kong. It rushed me. I hammer fist its mouth closed. It did not like that, striking again. Its charge was powerful with its 6 legs. I could hear its teeth snapping. I couldn't fend it off long. How does this happen to such a good guy? The breath smelled infected, like it had already died. Its reptilian eye slits looked to my eyes. It was coming to eat me. I needed more time. Fuck. I blocked with my left arm, its teeth locking down. I find that I'm between a new set of jaws. It yanked me backwards. I floated in space, reaching behind me into my case. Hands searching wildly, trying to see. What did I have? I searched in vain. Then my fingers found it. A metal eye screw. I gripped it and punch-fucked this snake dog's skull right through. It never stopped pulling until I destroyed its lizard brain. Not releasing my arm that it had ravaged, I pried it open and released my arm sausage, which was bleeding quite profusely. But as my week had been going, blood seemed to have no use for me. I rubbed some dirt on it. Could have been worse, I spit. Father and 1400 were sitting in wait. I thought you said he was on his way. 1400 said back. He was when I left him. That's what he said. Tapping his foot now impatiently. When a table exploded, being crushed by a grate. Father stood up now. Guess who's here, shaking his head. Tutu, are you fucking kidding me? Another fucking table? You're gonna have to start using the door. They watched the ceiling vent, but nothing came through. There was retching and moaning. 1400 got up. Hey, you all right? He said. When the snake dog fell through. Shit. What the fuck? What the hell is that? They asked. My head shone through the ceiling. That is a snake dog, I said, with a smile. They both mouthed snake dog, trying it out. But I continued. I've been playing with the name Sog, short for snake dog. Hey, 1400, would you mind? He stepped over the creature, held his arms out, as if he was holding a stack of firewood. I crawled through the ceiling and fell into his arms. He cradled me like a baby. I was tired, exhausted, when he said, "Let's get you a drink." I smiled and told him, "You had me at drink." Captain Daddy, share it, do tell all. Until next I see you, ta-ta for now.